Carlson, this is the point where we're just going to have to draw the line. No, Joe Biden, you can't have a federally funded Ministry of Truth. By Jeff Poor on April 29, 2022. Thursday, FNC host Tucker Carlson decried recently unveiled efforts from the Biden administration to crack down on so-called disinformation through the use of the federal government's power. Homeland Security Secretary announced his cabinet agency was establishing a disinformation governance board to more effectively combat what he deemed a threat to election and homeland security. Transcript as follows. Carlson, when Elon Musk first announced that he was buying Twitter, it was pretty obvious the Democratic Party would soon become unhinged. Not just angry or annoyed in the way you're very used to, but instead, legitimately terrified and hysterical. Imagine how you'd feel if an armed intruder broke into your home at 3 in the morning. You couldn't exactly know where things were going, but you'd be dead certain that everything was at stake. That's how Democrats feel right now. Because in fact, everything is at stake. Joe Biden cannot continue to control this country if you have free access to information. It's that simple. Biden certainly is not improving your life. He is not even trying to improve your life. So the best he can do is lie to you and demand that you believe it. But to do that, he needs to make certain that nobody else can talk, because if you were to hear the truth, you might not obey. How is Biden going to pull that off? It's not easy. Well, one option would be to get men with guns to tell you to shut up. Most Americans probably haven't thought of that, because this isn't Africa or Eastern Europe. This is America, and we don't do things like that here and never have. More precisely, we haven't until now. But now, Joe Biden is president and everything is different. So today, to herald the coming of the new Soviet America, the administration announced its own Ministry of Truth. This will be called the Disinformation Governance Board. Laugh if you want, but just to show you they're not kidding around here. This board is not part of the State Department or any other agency focused on foreign threats from abroad. No. The Disinformation Governance Board is part of the Department of Homeland Security. DHS is a law enforcement agency designed to police the United States and that, by the way, has a famously large stockpile of ammunition. So it's not a joke at all. Here is DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Begin video clip. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of U.S. Department of Homeland Security. We have just established a MEIS and Disinformation Governance Board in the Department of Homeland Security to more effectively combat this threat, not only to election security, but to our homeland security. End video clip. Carlson, oh, so one of America's top law enforcement officers just announced this to the Congress, that actually we are going to be policing what you say? And everyone in the room kind of nods, oh, yes, that's totally normal. But here's what he didn't say. So America has told us the disinformation is a threat to homeland security. He is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. So presumably he would know, since assessing threats to homeland security is his job. But what he didn't tell us is how he is defining disinformation. So, here you have this new and terrifying thing that the Biden administration is so concerned about that it has created a new agency to fight it. But Mayorkas never said or even hinted as to what it might be. So the man in charge of the Disinformation Governing Board never defined disinformation. It's almost unbelievable when you think about it. Would you declare war on a country you couldn't name? Would you send someone to death for a crime you couldn't describe? Of course, you would, not if you were a sane and decent person. Because you can't have justice without precise definitions. That's why we have very large books of law that define what is allowed and what is not. But they're not defining the core concept at the heart of what is effectively a new law enforcement agency. Maybe that's because Mayorkas doesn't want justice, and neither does the president he serves. They want power, and to get power, they plan to control what you think. Watch Mayorkas explain. Begin video clip. Mayorkas, we have so many different efforts underway to equip local communities to identify individuals who very well could be descending into violence by reason of ideologies of hate, false narratives, or other disinformation and misinformation propagated on social media and other platforms. End video clip. Carlson, oh, did you know that? So, one of our biggest law enforcement agencies has men with guns around the country doing so many things to stop disinformation and false narratives. Those aren't even lies, they're just deviations from the approved script. Mayorkas told us again that men with guns plan to, quote, identify individuals who could be descending into violence. Could be descending, not people who have committed violence or even been accused of any crime at all. DHS is instead using law enforcement powers to identify and punish people who think the wrong things. That would be opponents of the Biden administration. Is this dystopian fiction? No, it's happening right in front of us. That means that Joe Biden's partisan political enemies are now officially enemies of the state. How is this happening in America? Good question. But it is happening. And Biden's new thought cop-in-chief has been revealed. She is a 33-year-old, fairly self-confident young woman called Nina Jankowicz. Jankowicz comes from a place called the Wilson Center. That's a non-profit name for America's other mentally incapacitated warmonger bigot president. Ironically, because everything is irony, the Wilson Center is itself a major producer of, yes, disinformation, but of the neocon variety, and for that reason is heavily funded by the Biden administration. Jankowicz is also, because everything is connected, a former advisor to the neoliberal government of Ukraine. The government, we're shipping tens of billions of tax dollars to as our own economy swirls down the drain. So you really can't make any of this up. It's too grotesque. Would you believe a novel with this plot? No, you wouldn't. But it's happening. And that's the bad news. The good news is, everyone involved in Joe Biden's new Ministry of Information is a buffoon. They may be evil, but they're also ridiculous. Nina Jankowicz is the most ridiculous of all. So you read about her appointment in the Washington Post this morning, and you immediately thought of the NKVD, because why wouldn't you? Yet even the NKVD, even at the height of Stalin's purges, never did karaoke. They were too dignified for that. But Nina Jankowicz happily does. Here she is. Begin video clip. Nina Jankowicz, author, How to Lose the Information War. Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or in mainstream outlets so disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little lie, little lie. It's how you hide a little lie, little lie. It's how you hide a little lie. Rudy Giuliani shared bad intel from Ukraine. Or when TikTok influencers said COVID can cause pain. They're laundering disinfo and we really should take note, and not support their lies we are wallet, voice or throat. End video clip. Carlson, this is the point of the show, we're going to say, we're kidding. We're making all this up. It's not really happening in the country you were born in, but it is happening. That's now a law enforcement official. It's also the person you just saw, an individual who brags about getting a master's degree from Georgetown University. In case you're wondering if the entire academic credentialing machine that sustains America's ruling class is, in fact, a joke? Spoiler alert. Yes, it is a joke. This is somebody with so few useful skills that she describes herself in the first words of her own bio as a quote, internationally recognized expert on disinformation, as if that's a job of some sort. Imagine if one of your kids grew up to be an internationally recognized expert on disinformation. The shame you would feel, the pain of knowing that truly and unequivocally, you had failed as a parent. After all those years of advanced education, Nina Jankowicz became an internationally recognized expert on disinformation and not only that, she can't even rhyme very well. What Nina Jankowicz can do, her one skill, the purpose for which she was hired, is level partisan attacks on the other side with maximum ferocity. That is her real job. Now, you may have noticed if you listened carefully to the ditty that she just sang that every example of disinformation in her karaoke performance came from people who opposed Joe Biden's policies. Is that a coincidence? Probably not. In fact, we know it's not because Nina Jankowicz is telling all the disinformation is on the other side of the political divide. Listen. Begin video clip. Jankowicz, most of the disinformation that we've seen in this highly emotionally manipulative content is coming from the right. If you look at the top 10 most engaged with posts on Facebook or Twitter on a given day, they are usually posts that are coming from the right and that's because the right does deal on this highly emotional rhetoric. End video clip. Carlson, you'd have to live in a self-awareness-free vacuum. You might even have to go to Georgetown University to utter a sentence like that. The right deals in this highly emotional rhetoric, says Nina Jankowicz. Now, it's worth noting here, Because we can't resist that this very same Nina Jankowicz once wrote an entire book about how women can't use the internet because it's just too upsetting for them. They're too fragile to read words they disagree with. It makes them faint. Here's a direct quote from Nina Jankowicz's book. Quote, "To be a woman online is an inherently dangerous act. Keep in mind, if you're a lady and you were to, I don't know, order Uber Eats, you're exposing yourself to danger." This is the same woman, Nina Jankowicz, telling you that it's the right that uses emotional rhetoric. Now, to be fair, Nina Jankowicz probably didn't expect a lot of people to read that in her book because no one read her book. It has a total of 2 reviews on Amazon, but we did read it. We'll get in a moment to what we found because it tells you exactly what we can expect from our new Ministry of Truth under Nina Jankowicz. But first, it's necessary to know a little more about this person. Now, she is not simply a hypocrite, she obviously is, whether she knows it or not. She would be too dim to understand hypocrisy. What she really is, of course, is a hippie for the Democratic Party, and she's done that job flawlessly. Nina Jankowicz, the disinformation hunter. Once called the Hunter Biden laptop story, which is entirely true, a quote, Trump campaign product. In October of 2020, she wrote, quote, "Voters deserve the context, not a fairy tale, about a laptop repair shop." Now, did she give us the context or any countervailing facts? Did she deliver the truth about the story? No, of course not. She just read a bunch of lies somebody handed to her on a card because she is a useful idiot and now, she is a law enforcement official. Nina Jankowicz is repeating a lie that was, of course, widespread on the eve of the presidential election and when she repeated it, made it possible for Joe Biden to repeat it on the debate stage during a presidential debate. In case you've forgotten, here he is. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., then candidate for President of the United States. There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what he is accusing me of is a Russian plan. They have said that this has all the, 4, 5 former heads of the CIA. Both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except them, his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani. Donald Trump, former president of the United States. You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax? You've got to be. Biden, that's exactly what we're told. End video clip. Carlson, just to be clear, this is a nightmare unfolding in slow motion. But this is the point where we're just going to have to draw the line. No, Joe Biden, you can't have a federally funded Ministry of Truth and no, Nina Jankowicz can't run it. Period. It's not your country. You're not even compos mentis and you don't get to do this to a free people. Period. This can't happen, and what is this? Well, if you want to know what's going to happen, look at what just did happen. So Nina Jankowicz made it possible for a presidential candidate to lie from the debate stage about a story that may have changed the outcome of election, our election. Our presidential election, speaking of disinformation. She's never apologized for that. That's because her role has nothing to do with the truth or stopping disinformation. Her job is to restrict any speech that challenges Joe Biden or the Democratic Party. Now, you'd think that would be illegal in this country as a federal employee. Because we do have a First Amendment, but Nina Jankowicz doesn't believe in the First Amendment. As she wrote recently, quote, "The free speech versus censorship framing is a false dichotomy." First of all, here's a pro tip. Anyone who uses the term false dichotomy is a moron. Okay, that is one of countless academic phrases designed to prevent thought rather than facilitate it. False dichotomy means they're never going to have to explain why their position is correct or yours is wrong. That is dismissed with, oh, it's a false dichotomy. Again, that's an NPR phrase used by low IQ people who for some reason want our country, all of a sudden. False dichotomy. Here is what's not false at all. Government censorship is banned by the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights. This whole country is predicated on that, but according to Joe Biden's new Minister of Truth, the First Amendment no longer applies in this country because Russia and systemic racism. Watch. Begin video clip. Jankowicz, it's clear that actors like Russia are using those internal fissures. Things like our systemic racism here in the United States. Things like economic inequality to amplify these issues and really make us distrust the system. End video clip. Carlson, So we reached out to DHS, the law enforcement agency now in charge of policing speech about Nina Jankowicz and her plans to censor you from saying what you think is true. And they assured us that they weren't going to do that. They're going to focus on human smuggling and Russia propaganda on Ukraine. First of all, it's not their job to decide what you learn about the border or Russia or Ukraine. It's your job. You're an adult. You can read whatever you want, but of course it's not about that anyway. If you read Jankowicz's book, which we did, you will realize very quickly she was hired to police domestic social media use. Period. Quote, "I have hope we can change the norms by which our online ecosystem is governed," she wrote in a typically illiterate sentence. "This is what our colleges are producing, morons who can't even write in English." Later in the book, she encourages women to go to law enforcement if they see something online they don't like on Twitter. She called that quote, "an important step in the denormalization of women's treatment online." It is hard to even believe our system produces people like this. She is an illiterate fascist. In another book, Jankowicz made it clear that she is not in favor of government regulation of social media when it allows conservatives to speak freely. So, she devotes an entire chapter to criticizing the country of Poland for establishing its own Ministry of Digital Affairs. Polish officials said their ministry was a way to, quote, "deal with rampant online censorship of conservatives and social networks," but she's against that. She's against the anti-censorship program. She's for censorship. She wrote that Poland is making a big mistake in pulling back censorship and we're quoting, "Poland's nearsightedness is leaving it extremely vulnerable." She wrote, "and the solution," she wrote back, "is for the U.S. government to," quote, "lead in regulating and conducting oversight of people who disagree with the Democratic Party on Twitter." So, the truth was never the goal. And we're quoting again, "we are not even sure that facts can prevail over disinformation," Jankowicz wrote. "We must first begin with addressing social media. Just to be totally clear, the means of the distribution of information are the key to their rule. It's all they have. They have nothing but that. If you knew what was actually going on, you wouldn't put up with this for a second, and they know that. And the Biden administration knew that Jankowicz wrote all of this. That's why they hired her. What you're seeing is a full-scale attack on free speech in a country that has been free for nearly 250 years and it is happening at the direction of the U.S. government through a law enforcement agency. We can reveal that Biden's Pentagon, another group with guns, awarded a $750,000 contract to a group called NewsGuard. Now, that contract is for misinformation fingerprints. NewsGuard is an organization that claims to fight, quote, misinformation, but in practice is a censorship organization. It targets anyone who challenges the people in power. NewsGuard is currently preparing a blacklist of sites that contradict the national security state's talking points on Ukraine and Russia. So this week, NewsGuard wrote a threatening email to the news site Grayzone, informing the Grayzone that they're spreading disinformation because they're not reading a script. So, here's how the editor of the Grayzone, Max Blumenthal, responded. He wrote this, "Do you seriously expect us to grovel for approval from the same tentacle of the national security state and financial oligarchy that has rated CNN as a highly credible news source and whose board of advisors is a grotesque gallery of corporate propagandist spooks? Documented liars and war criminals who've never faced a scintilla of accountability for their actions? Kind of overheated language. Is it true? Yes. Every word of it. So, when Joe Biden's censors come, that's the way you respond. Hey, pal, up yours. You want some disinformation? Here you go. You're a free person in a free country, and no law enforcement agency can ever tell you what to think or say. Period." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.